I'm Celeste Headlee. This is On Second Thought. 20 years ago, a bomb exploded in Centennial Olympic Park during the 1996 Summer Olympics. But that wasn't the only attack that happened in the city. Eric Rudolph left a pair of bombs at a gay bar in 1997. It was called the Other Side Lounge. No one died in that bombing, but several were injured. Owners Dana Ford and Beverly McMahon recall the attack and how it changed their lives.
It was Friday night at 10:30. It was one of the highlights of the club. We had over a couple hundred people, Dana.
Yeah, I think 150 to 200 people were there because we did a lot of tourist business. During that time, we got a call from our manager that there was an explosion on the patio. And he said, at the time, you know, you speculate, you know, transformer or something of that nature, and that's what he was speculating. I myself knew there was nothing out there that would be that powerful to blow up.
Once again, a bomb in the night. It happened outside a lesbian club called The Other Side.
When I arrived and started coming into the driveway, the valet was still hanging outside. I gave my key to them and went inside to make an assessment. There was somebody frantically being treated on the floor. Obviously, it looked to me like they were bleeding out. There was a woman on the phone that had blood drenched on one half of her body. So, you know, and all this is processing very fast. It's not as long as I'm speaking. I'm just making those assessments. And I walked back to the cop, who was still there, and young guy. And I said, so what do you think? And he goes, I guess it must have been a bomb, just like that. I said, well, I think you're probably right. So I said, who's the officer on duty or in charge of the scene? And he gave me a name, and I went out front, and she was actually a sergeant. And she turned to me and said, we think we found another device. And I said, okay, what do we need to do? And she said, well, we need to get the people out of there, and we can't let them know that we found something. We have to keep them calm. It didn't go off when it was supposed to. Which, you know, is probably why I'm here and those people who are exiting are here, because it was right about that time. And law enforcement actually had trouble getting it to fire. You know, they shook it, they hit it with water cannon, they threw a live round at it, and it really didn't even go off until they were actually moving it.
A police robot shot it with a stream of water about 2 this morning, and it exploded.
The ATF agent asked who owned the Lincoln that was in the driveway, and we said we did. She goes, well, you used to own it, and it's totaled now, but just know that it saved the lives of about 3 officers because it absorbed a lot of the blast.
As in the double bombing last month, there was no warning, but Atlanta Police Chief Beverly Harvard says someone did call after the explosion.
I'm not going to go into any details about it.
Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell.
We clearly believe that we are dealing with a deranged killer, but one who is very clever as well.
No one knew who set those bombs off. You know, so the community was really afraid to come back in. I tried everything to recapture and make it happen, but you know, I'm sure you know that we didn't get financially our insurance money, things that we should have.
Back then, they didn't have that kind of coverage necessarily for terrorist acts. It was acts of God and assaults. That's what they were worried about in the bar business. And Bev and I, we were at a loss for how do you market against fear.
We lost about $5 million through all of this.
5.8.
So that's very hard to swallow.
I would like to introduce the director of the ATF, Director McGaugh.
Thank you, sir. Most people came to the lounge in Atlanta to meet with friends and enjoy relaxation. At least one came with hatred, with intent to injure.
Because it went on 5 years to find Eric Rudolph, that's really what took us all the way down.
Today's capture of Eric Robert Rudolph in North Carolina ends a 5-year manhunt.
We saw him in person at the court. We all had a chance to speak with him. He just stares at you with just a hollow look. That's one of my dreams. I would love to go to the prison and ask him why. Why did he do that? He didn't answer that question to me in court. I told him I would pray for him, which I do. Try to keep my anger and keep myself focused on, I can't get the money back. I can't get a lot of things back, but I am so blessed to have my family and my friends, my church. Dana and I are very, very lucky, even though, you know, I have to work the rest of my life. I'm not sure I like that, but, you know, maybe it's keeping me younger. Who knows?
Dana Ford and Beverly McMahon owned the Other Side Lounge, a gay bar in Atlanta that was bombed in 1997 by Eric Rudolph. That story was produced by Sean Powers.